Once upon a time, once upon a rhyme, the followers of Allah were many. In times long past, in bales of hay, there once was a ruler of a country. The ruler's name was known all over the world. He was such a just ruler that if 7 guests came and he had but 7 walnuts, he would give one to each. He never treated any guest differently from another. One day, it came the time for the ruler to choose a grand vizier. But as it happened, 3 of the ruler's favorite viziers all wanted to become grand vizier. Try as he may, the ruler could not decide which one he should choose. If he chose the oldest, he thought, "What about the youngest?" If he chose the youngest, he thought, "What about the oldest?" He could find no way forward. As the ruler walked around the palace gardens, lost in thought, he sat down beneath a cherry tree. Then, as if it had been waiting for him to come and sit down, a single cherry dropped into his lap. When he saw the cherry, the ruler suddenly found the answer to his troubles. He summoned all 3 viziers to his side and told them, "You all know, the best cherries grow in Afyon. Whichever one of you brings me 3 kilos of cherries from Afyon will be Grand Vizier." The viziers were surprised, because this task was pretty easy. But the ruler had one more condition. "Bring me these cherries you will, but you cannot spend a single coin more than the price of 3 kilos of cherries. Go to the bazaar, ask how much it is for 3 kilos of cherries. That will be the amount you can spend." The first vizier knew the ruler was not joking. He did not want to try a task he knew he could not fulfill. He asked the ruler's permission and stepped down. The second vizier readied his carriage and his men. He sent them off to Afyon to bring the cherries. Of course, he knew how much he had spent to get the cherries. He calmed himself, telling himself, "There's no way you can go that far for the price of 3 kilos of cherries. Will the ruler be angry for the money I spent? Oh well, his anger will probably abate once he sees the cherries." The third vizier quickly sat down and wrote a letter. He placed the price of 3 kilos of cherries in the envelope. He sent a messenger pigeon to the Sanjak leader of Afyon. Here is what the letter said. "Prepare 120 messenger pigeons at once. Tie 2 cherries to each and send them to the palace." The Sanjak leader was surprised when he read the letter, but he still did as it said. The messenger pigeons, with cherries tied to their feet, made it to the palace. The third vizier was stood waiting for them. When the pigeons made it to the palace, he sighed a deep breath of relief. Happily, he put the cherries in a bowl and presented them to the ruler. "My liege, here are the cherries you asked for. They came from Afyon by messenger pigeon." The ruler was very pleased with the clever way the vizier had solved the problem. He had completed the task even before the second vizier's carriage made it back. The carriage went on and on, and in 6 months had barely even made it halfway to Afyon. "My vizier, you found a cunning solution. You brought me the cherries and spent little money. Now you are the grand vizier. Come, let us hand out these cherries to the children of our city." 3 cherries fell from the sky and landed in our lap. One for the one who wrote this story, one for the one who listened, and one for those who spend money wisely.